Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges.
Mark, I really want to pat myself on the back.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I will. Years ago now, many years ago, I was doing an interim pastorate at Forest Hill Baptist Church in Germantown, Tennessee, and there was a man in the audience that has become a dear friend of mine. And I was preaching, I can't remember the title of the sermon, but I know it was on God's love for us. And I came to one point and one passage that I read, and this man, young man at that time, still is, he said, I was just astounded. I just had never really thought about the fact the Bible says that God loves me as he loves his son. So Larry, tell us about that.
You know, I'm a note taker, so I was just scribbling along there, point number one, point number two. I don't even know what point it was, but you read John 17:23, and I have it here. It says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. So Jesus is saying, God the Father loves me to the same degree that he loves Jesus. Wow. Man, I was like, what? And I remember just looking up and thinking, I didn't hear nothing, none of the rest of your sermon. So it was probably really good, but I didn't hear any more of that. I was done. I didn't even finish the notes or anything. I was just, I was stunned, man. And I just remember thinking, that's crazy. I mean, again, we're going back to the attributes again. Now that I know what God's love really is, that it's eternal and infinite, that is even more amazing. I'm still amazed at that. And you can also go to, this is how much the Father loves you. You can go to John 15:9. That's how much the Son loves you. And you can go to Romans 5:5 or John 17:26, and it tells about the Holy Spirit bringing all of this infinite and eternal love into you to distribute to others, to be light and love others. And that's why, you know, the whole New Testament is about love others. Love God, love others.
It's the greatest
thing. It's it. That's Henry Drummond.
1 Corinthians 13.
Right.
The greatest of these is love, and it's talking about agape.
Yes.
And I remember after the service, you came up to me, and I could tell by the look on your face that something had really grabbed your attention, and it was like, that was it. I mean, it was like you were still walking around in awe of the fact, and you kept saying, it seemed like for a few weeks, I'm still amazed that God loves me to the same degree that he loves his son, me liking to joke some, my southern humor. I said, yeah, and God so loved the world that he gave his son.
Yes.
And right. I said, that includes you, brother.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're to love other
same love,
people.
Yes.
Yeah, we're to love other people. And sometimes jokingly, I'll say, nobody loves me except me and God. And then I'll pause and say, that's not so bad after all.
That's right. Yeah. Our finite minds, I mean, have a hard time trying to figure that out. Yeah. Plus, you didn't finish your notes that day, I'm sure.
No.
That's another thing. Yeah. That's great. That's a wonderful story. I mean, just again, those one little snippets of something that you hear in a sermon or you read, you know, those little, we used to call them bumper sticker moments where you just see one little thing and it completely changes you 180 degrees. Those are amazing. I hope everybody has those as often as possible because I know how important those are. And we've all had them. We've all just one little moment like, wait. You're completely changing the way I see this for the better.
Aha moment.
Your dawning moment.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.